I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." When we look at our lives, do we see the new creation or do we see something else? Is Scripture influencing our thoughts or painful moments in our past? If we embrace a scriptural view, everything we perceive begins to change. Paul continues, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Two obvious questions emerge. First, am I made righteous by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross? And second, do I feel righteous? Righteousness, like salvation, is a free gift of grace through faith. If we walk by faith and trust in God's word, eventually how we feel begins to change. Those painful internal conversations give way to the Lord's narrative over our lives. By faith, we embrace those narratives such as we are loved and are the recipients of his adoration.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 7 wrapped up with a Monday night doubleheader. In the early window, Lamar Jackson hit for 281 and 5 touchdowns, while Derrick Henry added 169 yards on the ground. The Ravens, they beat the Bucs 41-31. Game number 2, Justin Herbert threw for a season-high 349 yards, but it wasn't enough. Cardinals kicker Chad Ryland kicked a walk-off field goal to help Arizona escape with a 17-15 victory in the desert. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, team officials have announced Deshaun Watson will miss the remainder of the season after a test on Monday. Confirmed the star quarterback suffered a ruptured Achilles during Sunday's loss to the Bengals. Watson will undergo surgery later this week, expected to make a full recovery. Some other news, Brandon Ayuk will also miss the remainder of the season after an MRI confirmed that the 49ers wide receiver suffered a torn ACL and MCL. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards Real Fit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000, void in Mississippi.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal. Literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mapei, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. Tyndall Tile.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s. Women's wear. And, of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department warns of imposter phone scam. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo receives over $8 million in federal grants. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Police Department is warning residents of an ongoing phone scam. In a release statement released yesterday, the police department says the scammers in question use technology that spoofs the police department's phone number, even causing the caller ID to display Paso Robles Police Department. The fraudsters then pose as police officers, even using actual badge numbers or real officer names, and say the victims must provide payments to avoid arrests for various claims. These claims include missing jury duty. The release says they often demand payment in the form of gift cards. The Paso Police Department reminds residents they would never call individuals with threats of arrests or demands of payment. If you receive a suspicious call and it doesn't seem right, you're encouraged to contact the Paso Robles Police Department directly to verify its legitimacy. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is currently hosting an inaugural prescribed fire training exchange known as T-Rex until October 28th. The training is to offer its attendees experience and training for prescribed hands-on burning. Should the weather permit, T-Rex will take its training outside the classroom and conduct hands-on prescribed burning at Harmony Headlands State Park. A release on the event says they have the goal of burning 277 acres of grass and coastal shrub at the park. Travelers nearby should expect some smoky conditions and traffic control in place. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo School of Education announced they have received two grants from the U.S. Department of Education, totaling $8 million. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo School of Education announced they received two grants from the U.S. Department of Education, totaling over $8 million. The School of Education says these grants will be used to train, recruit, and support more than 1,500 teachers, addressing classroom challenges and teacher shortages. The School of Education says one of 10 teaching positions in the United States are unfilled or filled by individuals without certification. Around $3.3 million for the grant will be used to support Cal Poly's bilingual responsive instruction, and $4.6 million will go to supporting Cal Poly's innovative support and preparation of inclusive and resilient educators program. The goal of this program is to recruit a more diverse pool of teachers and refine curricula to align with research-based practices in inclusive education. A traffic collision occurred this morning at around 5:55 a.m. in Paso Robles on the 46 East westbound lane in Golden Hill Road. According to the Pulse Point app, the Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services closed this incident at 6:34 this morning. The incident was a rear-end collision with no information regarding injuries available at this time. The CHP says a two-vehicle traffic incident occurred on northbound U.S. 101 on the 10th Street off-ramp in San Miguel yesterday afternoon. CHP received reports of the incident at about 2:13 p.m., saying one car received front-end damage, another was in the center divide, and debris and oil spread across both lanes from the incident. One of the cars was reported to be leaking gasoline. CHP says that there were two people who sustained minor injuries as a result of the incident. The scene was cleared at around 3:30 p.m., with traffic returning to normal after coming to a crawl. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. On the board's agenda for its information items is a presentation for the district's plan to pursue inclusive excellence. The presentation says inclusive excellence focuses on the expectations and success for students, what groups of students are thriving and why, do students feel comfortable in their environments, what is being taught and how the school district can engage community partners in this work. The agenda says the school district will pursue training plans for junior high and high school staff and identify barriers for reaching grade level standards. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is this morning at 9. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon CSD dissolution process. Given the limited resources of the CSD and the need for a comprehensive analysis to LAFCO, county staff and CSD representatives are looking into hiring a firm to assist in completing the application. The firm would conduct a comprehensive analysis of the CSD and allow for both the county and CSD to consider all options and their associated costs for potential dissolution. You can attend this morning's meeting in person or watch online. The Atascadero Downtown Business Improvement District announced the return of the annual Trick or Treat on Entrada Halloween event. On October 31st from 5 to 8 p.m., dozens of local businesses and nonprofits will come together to host a stunning evening with costumes, treats, and laughter. The evening will also include a showcase of vintage vehicles by the Atascadero Police and Fire Departments. A costume contest will take place as well, with Atascadero Mayor Heather Moreno serving as a judge. The Chamber of Commerce says Entrada Avenue will temporarily be closed to traffic between El Camino Real and Palma Avenue from 5 to 8 p.m. during this event. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the 120th Major League Baseball World Series, is scheduled to start October 25th. The Los Angeles Dodgers will face the New York Yankees. The World Series will have the two teams square off in a best-of-seven series. The first two games will start at Dodger Stadium, with games 3 and 5 at Yankee Stadium. In the NFL, on Monday Night Football, the Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15, the Ravens over the Buccaneers 41-31. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. A supervisor from San Diego County says the feds are now sending migrants from San Diego to other parts of the country like Texas and Arizona.
And then about three or four times a week, there's flights out of San Diego County, primarily to McAllen, Texas, where people are being flown out of San Diego County, again, because we're over capacity.
Supervisor Jim Desmond says more than 150,000 migrants have been dropped off in his region between last September and this June. A man arrested for threatening a mass shooting at a San Diego elementary school has been charged again. Lee Lohr accused of possessing firearms and had written plans to attack Shoal Creek Elementary.
Our office takes these threats seriously, and we want the individuals who attend those schools to feel safe each day.
We're pleading not guilty to the refiled charge of making criminal threats. Prosecutors say he threatened the school because neighbors complained about his smoking outside. Turns out his kids don't go to Shoal Creek. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.63 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Westland's Water District recently secured $2 million through the Natural Resources Conservation Services Water Smart Initiative. Awarded funds will be made available to district growers in the form of block grants up to $450,000 per grower to carry out water conservation and drought resiliency improvements, such as installing irrigation pipelines, micro-irrigation systems, reservoirs, and temporary diversion pumping plants. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with minor injuries on the U.S. 101 southbound lanes right at the Cuesta Summit. The incident first occurred at around 7:52 this morning. CHP says this was a four-vehicle traffic incident, with one of the vehicles as a traffic hazard in one of the lanes. CHP says that all lanes in the southbound have stopped trying to get past the traffic incident. CHP currently has a unit at the scene attempting to get vehicles moving in the right-hand shoulder. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is some clouds on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Mid-80s starting Thursday, going into Friday and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, down to the low 70s on Monday, then 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Hi, I'm Lauren McCoy, and I'm running for Paso Robles School Board. Our school should instill the values of citizenship and patriotism, but that's been forgotten. We need to bring back the American flag in every classroom and recognize important holidays like Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I'm committed to teaching our students the values that unite us. Vote for patriotism. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Kenny Inney, Hunter Breeze, and Leo Castillo for your Paso Robles School Board, not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground. Investors are suspecting the Federal Reserve may be able to take its time lowering interest rates after signs the economy and earnings continue to hold up. Interest rates on treasuries are higher. General Motors reported a much stronger than expected quarter despite a slowdown in China. Its U.S. sales have improved from early this year, and it's making more per car than the average. It's also taking steps to boost its electric vehicle business. Target says it will lower prices on 2,000 items ahead of the holiday season. The cuts will be for name brands and Target products, including food and beverages, everyday essentials, and holiday gifts. And Walmart revealed plans today to deliver prescriptions with your online order to your door. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. I never thought I'd see price fixing as a campaign promise. What's next? Is your 401k or IRA on the left's to-do list? This is why you need to act now and protect your nest egg. I believe gold is the answer. To find out more, get a free info kit from Birch Gold by texting the word SHELTER to the number 989898. Act now to secure your financial future. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Big wheel, keep on turning.
Brown Terry, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling in some Richies. Spin the wheel and you could win $1.5 million in cash every Friday and Saturday in September and October. Every hour, four winners will be drawn to spin big in my $1.5 million wheel of Richies. The big wheels keep on turning, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort.
Pastor Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Pastor Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Alrighty, for all your computer needs, whether you're starting out, need an upgrade, have some questions, or having some issues, Knology Computers are the ones to help. They're located on Spring Street, 1740 Suite C. You can call them 226-5200 or go online to KnowledgeComputers.com. It's 28 minutes after 8.
This is Dorian Baker endorsing Hunter Breese for Paso Robles School Board. Do you believe in parental rights? So does Hunter. Want to improve academics and raise our test scores? So does Hunter. As a construction foreman, he knows how vital math and reading skills are. Want to protect girls' sports and their privacy? So does Hunter. Ready to end teacher union control? Hunter's with you. He'll support our new superintendent in pulling the district together. Hunter Breese is a shining star of the next generation, paid for by Dorian Baker.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Melissa Jubane, 32, and Brian Latiro have a long-distance relationship. Jubane returns to her Portland apartment for work. Latiro stays behind in Washington. 6 a.m. Monday morning, Melissa texts Brian, but then she doesn't show up to work. Police say Melissa's longtime neighbor, Bryce Schubert, kidnapped and killed Melissa Schubert, 27, charged with murder. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Cybersecurity Awareness Month is still going strong, and LifeLock has a message about phishing. The scam cyber criminals use to trick victims into allowing access to their devices so they can steal your personal information. Being aware of potential phishing scams is one way to help protect your personal information. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start protecting your identity with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my first name, Clay, as your promo code. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. The Paso Robles Police Department is warning residents of an ongoing phone scam. In a release yesterday, the department says scammers use technology that spoofs the police department's phone number and uses actual badge numbers or real officer names. They say victims must provide payments to avoid arrest for various claims. The department reminds residents they never call individuals with threats of arrests or demands of payment. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is currently hosting the inaugural Prescribed Fire Training Exchange, or T-REX, until October 28th. This offers hands-on training for prescribed burns. Should weather permit, T-REX will take its training outside the classroom and conduct hands-on prescribed burns at Harmony Fields Headland State Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump holds a roundtable discussion with Latino leaders this morning. Fox's Aisha Hosni in Miami.
This roundtable was supposed to happen back when Hurricane Milton hit, so this has been rescheduled to today. The former president is really trying to court not just Hispanic voters, but really all minority voters, voters that normally would have gone to the Democratic Party.
Vice President Harris has no public events.
The Harris campaign is here in Washington today. The White House says she's got meetings and briefings and then doing a couple of interviews with NBC and Telemundo.
Fox's Rich Edson. The Israeli military says the Hezbollah militant group has millions in cash and gold stashed in a hospital bunker.
The Israelis are promising not to attack the hospital. They're calling on the Lebanese government to take action. The hospital's director, though, calls the claim false, and Western reporters given access to the bowels of the building say they've seen no evidence.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Andrea Seastrand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at elitervandstorage.com. Ask about a free month.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine upper 80s for you Tuesday. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid 40s. Upper 80s again on Wednesday. Thursday, mid 80s. Same Friday, Saturday, Sunday, low 80s. Then Monday and Tuesday of next week, low 70s. Today's UV index will be 4 up and down. 7:16 a.m., 6:19 p.m. We're at 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters. Barry's got a couple of folks on. First will be Henry Rogers, the chief national correspondent from the Daily Caller, reports from the campaign trail and the current state of the presidential race. And then Atascadero Police Corporal Scott Pipin and Dave Belmont, board members of the Atascadero Police Foundation. They'll be talking about views on the Central Coast crime and homelessness from their perspective. Also, the role and mission of the newly formed Atascadero Police Foundation. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Indeed, call them 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And right to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. I just wanted to call and remind the voters of an issue that we had to deal with here a few months ago, namely paid parking. And this very unpopular program was brought to us by Ty Lewis, Mayor John Hammond, Sharon Roden, and Steve Gregory. Now, I went to the February 20th City Council meeting, and that's where they added insult to injury when they were talking about removing the 2 hours of free paid parking and replacing it with an hourly fee. And that hourly fee was supposed to start off as $1 an hour, and then it had the option to go all the way up to $5 an hour. And during this discussion, Sharon Roden piped in, and she was not in favor of the dollar per hour. She wanted it to go to $2 an hour and then increase from there. And this is the same person who said she did a survey of the downtown businesses, and she came back and said, oh, they were all mostly in favor of paid parking. Well, you know, that's just a flat-out lie. And then we got Steve Gregory driving around town with his vehicles with Idaho plates on them, and which are, you know, a lot less expensive than what the rest of us have to pay for. And we all know how expensive registering a car is here in California. But that money is used to support our highways and byways, overpasses and bridges, and other infrastructure. The very same infrastructure that Steve Gregory uses every day, but he doesn't feel like he has to pitch in and help out. So I just want to remind the voters that if they want to change the city government, they're going to have to start by changing the the council members. And we can't do anything about John Hammond or Ty Lewis at this time, but we can work on that down the road. But we can certainly replace Steve Gregory and Sharon Roden with people that are going to listen to the voters.
Well,
so when you folks out there are filling out your ballots, coloring in those little ovals, remember that it was Ty Lewis, Sharon Roden, Steve Gregory, and John Hammond that turned a deaf ear and a blind eye to you, the voters. So it's time for change, and if you don't change, you can expect more of the same shenanigans coming down the road.
What do you think? Do you think, however this may start to play out, should the city pay Ty Lewis to leave?
I don't think they should pay him anything. I think we should fight this lawsuit that he's got going here because, you know, they come up with these lawsuits and they threaten that it's going to cost the city all this money. Well, you know, if you just back down all the time, this stuff just keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. Well,
also, I'd just like to give you, Kevin, and KPRL kudos for providing this morning exchange. You know, it's a good way for us to express our opinions, and I'm sure we all appreciate it. So thanks a lot.
No, you're welcome, but it goes because of people like you that call in and participate or send me in emails. That's who's really captain of the ship regarding the freedom of speech. But I don't necessarily think that this matters, but I'm just going to ask the question out of curiosity. How long have you been around Paso Robles?
I moved here in 1979.
Okay.
And it's been a lot of changes.
Well,
some of them good and some of them not very good.
So what I'm getting at is, you know, I've only been here since 84. But the climate that we're in now in City Hall, have you ever witnessed or experienced what's going on right now?
I haven't. And when they started with this paid parking, and then they changed it so that they eliminated the two free hours, and then they were talking about the possibility of increasing the hourly rate to $5 an hour. That's what stimulated our referendum, and got some enough people teed off to sign that referendum, and that's what eventually stopped the paid parking. If we hadn't done that, I can't imagine what we'd be paying for parking right now.
Well, I guess kind of what I'm getting at is that I have been smelling rumblings in the downtown area regarding the City Hall for probably going into the early to mid-90s. There just seemed to be some things and people in place that were permeating a culture of some things that led to the city handing out more checks to people who had no business being put into positions because of conduct And now I've seen where it is now, and it's we're almost worse than the Board of Supervisors when Adam Hill was on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, people need to pay attention to this stuff. Get involved, you know, get out there and vote. And, you know, that's how you bring about change. That's what democracy is all about. But if, you know, people sit back on their laurels and just say, well, you know, my vote doesn't count, it's not going to do anything, it'll count. I mean, just take the referendum. There were like five of us that did that referendum, five people, and changed the whole dynamic of paid parking. So it can be done, no doubt about it.
Well, I think the parking is one of the issues where people, you know, sort of got united. And for the most part, though, you alluded to it, that people don't, because it's not something that affects them directly, because they're not paying attention. And they're the same people that say, well, I didn't know they did that. When did they do that? When did they raise this? When did they change this? And so maybe it is something like this parking that people started to get involved. And then one thing led to another. Now we have this issue with Ty Lewis and some other things going on. And that could be addictive to people to say, hey, wait a minute. This is my city. I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm going to make sure that I am informed now.
Yeah, well, you know, if you poke the bear long enough, the bear is going to wake up. And I think hopefully that's what will happen. Because if we don't change the city government, you can expect more shenanigans coming down the pike for sure. You can imagine if we didn't stop the paid parking. Can you imagine what we'd be paying right about now?
Well, I can't. However, it is that there's more to what's been going on than just the parking.
Oh, I realize that, but I think the parking is what kind of woke a lot of people up. I mean, we got, like I said, 2,400 signatures. And people were pretty steamed about what was going on. And I think if they knew more of the things you were talking about that are going on, they'd be even more steamed.
Well, maybe we'll find out in 2 weeks from today.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, again, thanks a lot, Kevin. We appreciate being able to get on your platform there and voice our opinions.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock at the Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see here. Freedom of speech. A big reason why California gas prices and our freedom to choose what fuel we use is the California Air Resources Board. Even though it was created by Richard Nixon, it is made up of unelected board members selected by Gavin Newsom. The head of the board doesn't even know how internal combustion engines were. I read that a couple of weeks ago. Time to make the board members elected or get rid of the board. Well, we elect people and they pass it along and then they say, well, it was recommended. It's like the ad hoc committees.
Well, I didn't. Well, the ad hoc committee recommended to us. We didn't vote on it, but it was their recommendation there because they're there. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Quick question, Chris. Earlier when he was talking about the wreck on the grade, he was saying something about that he got it off of some sort of app. Do you know what that is?
Not the wreck on the grade. It was the one at the 46 East and Golden Hill Road. It's called Pulse Point. It's an application that's been recommended by the fire department because it alerts you to nearby emergencies.
Oh, is that on the Facebook or is it... regular. I should probably just look it up.
It's just an app that you can download from the App Store of whatever phone it is you're using, I believe. I believe it's available for both Android and iOS.
Yeah, those were a lot of words. So,
it's a phone application that you can download.
Okay. I'll make my daughter do it. Hey, just wanted to let you guys know. I really appreciate you guys. I heard you talking to the other gentleman about when he got here at 74. I was born and raised here, and it's home, and it's hard to see all the things going around making it different than homey. It's like you have to defend yourself instead of be living your life at home, and it's just very difficult to see all the changes, not necessarily for the better.
Well, so let me ask you this question. We kind of alluded to it last week. Do you trust your local government?
To a degree. It depends on, I mean, saying do you trust them is kind of a loaded question. It's based on what they're portraying at the time of the, before the election and of the election. And then you have to figure out, those guys lied, or boy, they went above and beyond, or you know what I mean? It's not a...
Okay, so when somebody lies to you, how do you get their trust back?
You don't. There's always part of you that, you know, I have a cousin that I'll never have anything to do with again because of what he did to the family, and you just don't get that back. He could come back on hands and knees begging, and the answer's still no. Once somebody does something egregious to you and you remember it, regardless of who it is, and so when the local government, whether it be local, state, federal, whatever, screw you over enough, you just lose trust for all of it. And I don't know, did that answer your question, I guess?
No, it does. And by the way, just for your information and others, that regarding the Pulse Point app, just so happens that I have the administrative fire captain, Mr. Ross Porter, taking over for John Prickett. He will be on Monday talking about this Pulse Point app.
Oh, good. What time is that now?
12:30 to 1 this coming Monday.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sure one of my six radios, I'll be within earshot of it.
Okay, so, well, hope so.
I never change the dial. I don't listen to music. I do nothing but listen to KPRL 24/7.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for all you guys do. I'll let somebody else get on. Take care.
You too. 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock, The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. So when somebody lies to you, it's hard to get their trust back. Yep, it certainly is. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to make a comment regarding the phone call from the gentleman you just had about paid parking.
Hold on before you go. I mean, before you continue, a very nice op-ed.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's getting some good comments and some really good feedback. So I think that the paid parking situation in Paso Robles is going to go down in history as the tipping point for finding out exactly who our city council is and who the city manager was, because those final days of the debate and then the voting, et cetera, showed people, and for years, showed people exactly what the city council was all about, who they were for, and it certainly wasn't for the people. And the same with the city manager. They were not working in the best interest of the people. They were working in the best interest for themselves. And the city manager certainly showed his colors when it came to that, about who he was defending, as in Dixon Resources. But most importantly, if people don't remember back to how this city council fought against the people of this community for all those years because they wanted to be selfishly, to have it their way, and they vote to put those people, same people, back in November, then we're a lost cause. And I absolutely urge people, if for no other reason, think about what happened with paid parking for years and how this council went against you.
Well, if you remember, and I just came up with this, the one Idaho boy, or Mr. Potato Head now, when this was somewhat finished, remember, he came on Sound Off and he was very contrite.
Yes.
And I listened to it and I thought, I'm going to get sick listening to the soft voice. Well, you know, the people have, you know, this is after 3 years and they got their butts kicked, basically.
Yes, they did. And they were, honestly, I know In my heart, I know that they looked at that referendum and said, you know what, these people are not going to stop. And that's a key point. Don't stop fighting. Just keep going. Keep beating at these people until you get what you need to get, because if you don't, they'll just continue to get what they get. So that's what they looked at with that referendum. I'm sure they said, you know, if we don't fold here, we're going straight to a lawsuit. So as contrite as Steve Gregory was, and I was one of those who called in and said, thank you for your vote. Because I was genuine about that. Thank you for your vote. And what I was saying was, thank you for not continuing down this road of, battle. I mean, that's what we were doing. We were in a battle, and we're in a battle again. We're in a battle to get out the people who have not done us good service for all these years and get other people in. And it kind of doesn't matter. Well, it does to me, but it kind of doesn't matter who you vote in, just vote those out.
Well, you know, the other thing that people need to remember is that this city council voted not to go after the law firm that gave them this ill-advised advice.
Yes.
And again, as I use the term, money was stolen from taxpayers and visitors to this city. And somebody needs to be held accountable. And, you know, in a small way, people, you know, depending on what happens on election day, well, yeah, the people are being held accountable because they're out of office. Nope, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Everybody who involved in this that sent the city in the wrong direction needs to be held accountable, and that's the law firm.
Well, and if you ask the finance department for the city of Paso Robles, they will tell you that BBK, the city attorney, and I have no love there whatsoever, but they are paying it. The city of Pitt, when they receive a claim and the city didn't do it right because they didn't notify everybody who got a ticket. But when they receive a claim, the city pays it out, and then they send a bill to BBK, and BBK replaces that money. They do pay them back. So they are paying, but not as much as they should have been forced to pay in the beginning.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
So thank you so much, Kevin.
Okay. Email here, the I-24 first responder ad misleading. Kevin, while we all support our first responders, the current radio campaign claiming I-24 is simply an extension is misleading. E-12 has a sunset clause. I-24 does not. The sales tax increase becomes permanent. Further, the money goes to the general fund, not dedicated to road repair. First responders should join the community in supporting a dedicated, time-limited, temporary sales tax increase. No on I-24. Again, that's on the email. Thank you for that. Let me see here. Veterans doesn't want to open up. No, that's the same one. Yesterday, I believe you said you saw a yard sign that said Veterans Against Trump. Shame on them. I proudly wear a T-shirt around town that says Veterans for Trump, and I get nothing but positive comments. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's a sign out on my way home where it says Veterans Against Trump. I've never seen one like that, but part of the election process.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero Downtown Business Improvement District announced the return of the annual Trick or Treat on Entrada Halloween event. From 5 to 8 p.m. on October 31st, dozens of local businesses and nonprofits will come together to host a stunning evening with costumes, treats, laughter, and a costume contest. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo School of Education announced they have received two grants from the U.S. Department of Education, totaling over $8 million. The grants will be used to train, recruit, and support more than 1,500 teachers, addressing classroom challenges and teacher shortages. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Protecting what matters this afternoon, Barry, 12:30 to 2. First up, Henry Rogers, chief national correspondent from the Daily Caller, talking about the campaign trail and the current state of the presidential race. Then, Scott Pypin and Dave Belmont, board members of the Atascadero Police Foundation, views on Central Coast crime and homelessness from a police officer's perspective and more. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.